Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 20-year-old Shaylin Moran of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, pleaded guilty to charges related to the murder of her ex-boyfriend's mother. According to the Providence Journal, Moran pleaded guilty to first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and carrying a gun without a license, in connection with the murder of 54-year-old Cheryl Smith. Moran was sentenced to life in prison immediately after her plea was accepted. The life sentence was for the murder. She got another 10-year consecutive sentence for each of the other charges, 20 years. Investigators don't believe Moran shot and killed Smith. They believe her 25-year-old fiancé, Jack Doherty, did. Investigators say, in the months leading up to the murder of Moran's ex-boyfriend, Leonard Truefield III, Moran and Jack Doherty began a long-distance relationship. Doherty traveled from New York to Rhode Island on December 31, 2019. He was coming to visit Moran. He brought a 9mm gun along with him. The couple headed out to a New Year's Eve party. Doherty proposed to Moran. Shortly after returning to their hotel, Doherty decided to go over to Moran's ex's house and shoot whoever answered the door. Investigators say Doherty shot Cheryl Smith in the chest 4 times at her home on Baxter Street. She was pronounced dead on January 1, 2020. Doherty was still in possession of the murder weapon when police arrested the couple at the hotel on January 2. Doherty is currently being held without bail. He is awaiting trial for his role in the murder of Smith. Maisie Media. Lower Borough police were called to Kinloch Fire Department in Lower Borough, Pennsylvania, at about 6:07 p.m. on Saturday evening, according to an article in Newsweek. The call was for reports of an active shooter inside the fire hall. Police arrived to find the suspected shooter attempting to leave the fire hall. He was apprehended without incident. After placing the suspect under arrest, police found that 3 people in the hall had suffered gunshot wounds. A 23-year-old man, a 19-year-old woman, and a 16-year-old. All victims were taken to a nearby hospital. Their conditions are unknown. Police later confirmed that the incident was not an active shooter situation. After investigating and talking to witnesses, police learned that the shooting was an isolated incident that happened at a family baby shower. Greater than preliminary investigation shows a family argument began that turned physical, then the suspect introduced a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, firing off rounds which resulted in a 23-year-old male, a 19-year-old female, and a 16-year-old male sustaining gunshot wounds. The Lower Borough Police Department said in a statement posted on their Facebook page. Greater than
Montgomery County, PA. 30-year-old Jeremiah Harris, of the 4100 block of Robin Street in Philly, was arrested in Montgomery County and was charged with several crimes related to selling and delivering heroin to a patient at Einstein Hospital. Harris was hit with multiple other drug-related charges also, according to an article in the King of Prussia Courier. Police say the investigation into Harris' activities began on June 30. On that day, officials from the Einstein Medical Center notified East Norriton Township Police that staff had seized illegal narcotics from a patient. 32 bags of heroin/fentanyl stashed inside of a Pringles potato chip can. The Pringles can was inside of a Wawa bag. Hospital policy says that all deliveries to known drug-using patients must be inspected. That's when the drugs were found by hospital staff. Police went to the hospital and checked the surveillance video. They saw a man deliver the Wawa package at around 4:43 p.m., on the day the heroin was discovered. Police positively identified the man as Harris. The police turned their attention to Harris after discovering he was the delivery person. Police made a number of controlled buys of heroin from Harris. Over the course of a year or so, police purchased over 650 bags of heroin/fentanyl from Harris. Bail was set at $100,000, for each count. Harris is facing at least 4 counts of delivering/possession with intent.